not going to any shore I can find or any port I know that could be named or found geographically. That night was a great night of my life. And it was a night. It was a night, especially Zappa.
Oh, yeah.
I took a great liking to that man. And it was something about the man, and there was something about him I felt. Another world, another music from the spheres. I didn't feel it was of this earth's vibration. And I don't think anyone there, I don't think it, I know it, no one there could go into his music like you. And I think, I know he's aware of that, or he wouldn't receive you.
Yes.
I found him a very, indescribable, almost a way back, somewhere in the timeless. Coming back into this time to talk, to play of the timeless. I'll define it that way. But,
well, he's a hero now because he attacked Washington. Washington was trying to suppress the rock lyrics with increasing censorship, and he took them on all by himself last fall. And the amazing thing is that was 6 months after I visited him, where I told him about Mae Brussel, and I found out a couple of months later, after he'd been on all the TV and radio networks, that he had gotten in touch with Mae Brussel and was using her information all last fall while he took on Washington, while he took on Big Brother and Big Sister. And he was so impressed with Mae Brussel, and Mae knew that he was in touch with her through me, that I was the catalyst. But he was so impressed with Mae Brussel that he has given her a computer for her to get all her files down to make them more accessible to people. So I accomplished a great thing last year, bringing Mae and Frank Zappa together.
I think America needs it.
That's right.
Canada does too.
Yeah,
the whole world needs it. Not only every country needs it, all civilization. Well, we have no civilization. So, I don't know if you understand when someone comes into your life that moves you in the way of something you cannot meet. You've been able probably to meet love, but when love is so great, there is a love that you cannot meet. There is a love that no one can meet. There is a love even in marriage that you watch men and women in marriage. I'm speaking now not of your marriage, because I see it altogether different beyond marriage. They're always clinging and running back to their wife or vice versa. And if they're not, then they're running to another affiliation. They don't seem to have the self-containment within themselves to face stark reality of aloneness. They don't seem to, they'll tell you their money, their wealth, their background, yes, but what is this other wealth that they don't have? And I can truly say I know what that is. Because I have not in this house been idle. I've been in manuscripts for years. People don't know that. I have many, many books already in the vault. My time is not in a sense of lethargicness or indolence or dreaming. But then I get places that I get depleted from my own intensity. And it causes a reaction in my body. And then, too, when you have no intercourse, Robert, in the mind with people, when you have no rapport, really, you know, to meet you on that plane, that peridium of Sanssouci and the streams of Lethe and the nectars that you drink there and quaff, what is there to, then the challenge is to go into oneself and relate only to oneself. And in other words, become a mirror and turn yourself into a mirror, a crystal, and ever gaze into your own crystal. Wouldn't Wouldn't it be marvelous if we could do that and take the subconscious and see every life we have lived and then know the sum total? Why did we come back again to another life? Now, on the house out here, Robert, a famous artist did this house, Jensen. And when my father, in his casket, he looked like a pharaoh. And on the house, there is a pyramid. I have the picture. I can show it to you. A pyramid. This, to me, is something. Because I never thought of my father as an Egyptian. But he did look in the repose of that sleep of the Egyptian race. I did not know him. So that may be where his wisdom came from, you know, from his reincarnation. I don't know if you accept those things or not. I don't know if you really, really believe in this, but I could imagine you could believe anything that other people couldn't believe. But what have they got to fear from me? I am not out to rob people or take what they don't want to give. Or even a smile if they don't want to give it. I think you know that, don't you, of me?
Yes.
And what's all these walls about? I don't care what they have. Like the man that calls me, Robert, he's been everywhere in the world. And he's crossed the Atlantic. He's wanted me to go on a boat with him. And he's always talking about his conquests, you know. And I often think of it only the beauties I've known in my life, you know, in the States, and the way they talk about themselves. I don't seem to admire a man who talks about his conquests or a man that talks about his masculinity. It's all so sanctition type or something. Well, snowball of the fire, I guess. Before it's over, I know there's nothing there to listen to. See, Robert, to go into my mind with people haven't lived my life to start with. They haven't gone through the mill I've been through, and they don't know what are you going to say? You know, there they are. And, you know, what will you say next to them, you know? But it takes a great deal, Robert, to send me into a state of almost abnegation of myself. Why do we always want more? You know, why is there more? Do you believe, as Wilde said, to make... Nay, to pass the deadlier pain, the deadlier delight. To pass from deadlier pain to deadlier delight. Because joy can be sad, too. But sorrow can never really be glad. They talk about the prison. That's the way I've lived all my life. I've never held back. It's cost me fame and fortune, my life, Robert. For being this way, I can't see myself conforming to the protocol of anything because people have money, people are famous. All these things will pass. I mean, what is it? Gibran says, "Candle is a flame, and the fame is a candle in the sun." So, the sun still stays, doesn't it? The moon is still there. Star Wars. They can't control the wars in this earth. I mean, you know yourself, the people that are purporting, when that went off, they must have known. Many knew that wasn't safe to take those lives. So, again, or is it in the destiny of their own, were they pawns in the state of their own leading of the world and their democracies to control? Do you see the Russians like other people see them, or do you view them differently? Do you also see their black forces as well as America?
Yes.
They both are.
Yep.
I don't think this country was really under... Did you approve of Trudeau's reign or his mind? He was a brilliant mind, Trudeau. He wasn't really to be a politician. I didn't see him politically, Trudeau. I never, neither René Lévesque. I don't know if you followed them or not. Not that I followed them. But I always felt a very great admiration for René Lévesque.
Well, Trudeau was a prime minister as a kind of personal art form.
Yes, he was. He was a man of letters, of the culture, of the court. Better to have that than the typical slap-happy, you know, bandwagon boy, cap and bells, you know. Let's have another drink. Let's go to another bar. I don't know. There's something so superficial about them. They wouldn't be here themselves if it wasn't for the earth. What are they trying to talk about? It's not their own drugs that have kept them alive themselves, their own bodies. Good God. Jealousy, envy, avarice, position. It just shows you to climb up. What is safe? What, to be famous? To be wealthy? No wonder Brando went to an island, you see. Well, he was an exceptional individual, Marlon Brando. He just completely revered. He had no use for society or anything right, you know.
Right, and he was most impressed with Krishnamurti. That was his favorite individual, and Krishnamurti passed away last month.
I heard him one night at Gramercy Park, and that night I was with the Theosophical Theosophists, and they were a very fabulous group I was with. They were truly in the spirit, and he spoke that night. He was an avatar. Eddie Besant, you know, brought him out in London. That was the time of Bernard Shaw's rising as a playwright, when he came from Ireland. And Ernie Besant was then going into politics. But I believe the political strategy of the British Empire has caused many nations to the trouble they've caused. Because I'm not a worshiper of royalty. The empire, I look at the empires to come. Well, Robert, these evangelists are all right, but they also are very fanatic. They damn the gay people. They damn lesbians, and they damn all that sexual world. And what is the difference of intercourse? I mean, what's all this evil they're talking about? Whether it's man or woman, you know. I never went along with the Christians. Coldness to that which did not conform to the norm of the normal. I read one article by him, and I don't want any more. There's many things he does say that are wonderful, but when he damns a person's life, I have never damned anyone's life. I have never moralized of anyone's body. I'm against that. I am not a Christian. I am not that Christian. They call that Christianity. To me, it's devilish. But imagine a man talking about Jesus. Jesus, who never condemned, who never talked about love. If you love a person, what does it matter who you love? You love. Love. What has love got to do with the sexual? I mean, what's all this they're trying to prove? Robert, they all do this with me. Actually, I am treated like in the world of prostitution. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Exactly. And I've had enough. If I want to be combative, then let me, you know, have the returns of a very successful band. Like the grand horizontals in the days of when Paris was Paris. But even now they come up to me at Hollis Street. Do you want coffee tonight, you know? And I say, well, perhaps tomorrow night. What are you doing here anyway? We don't know. Well, I said, why don't you find out? What do you stay around here for, you know? They're very friendly with me.
Yeah.
See, they can see I'm not, a Christian. Been all my life that way. It's always the other side of the street that comes to me. It's all my life that way. It was that way in New York. And he was fabulous in his own roles, Humphrey Bogart.
Did you know anybody connected close to him?
Oh, Robert, he was before my time. I wasn't around that set of the theater, really, in New York. I used to meet people incognito, and they were celebrities, but I never made them know that I knew who they were. They had veils, so I let them wear their veils. I don't try to peer or invade that which they want in their own abandonment for to breathe out of their fame, you know?
Yes.
But do miss the wonderful encounters at night, especially when I would go out and see the dawn come in the first rose of the day and the first smile of day again over Manhattan. Oh, I was never a vain person, Robert. I look at myself more and more and see so many things wrong with myself that, by God. Tennessee Williams, he was a net for all artists. They have no net under them. Here again, loneliness, fame, and wealth that the wealthy made. And, you know, again, the abnegation of desolation. So, is it that the mind is so brilliant can bring one to a null and void, ultimately, of its own oblivion? You know, it's to be questioned, you know. I said, you have the head, I have the heart. One is alone, one is apart. You have the first, I have the last. You take your feast, I take my fast. You fill your table, I empty my glass.
Au revoir, Garrett.
Au revoir.
It was beautiful talking to you again. I'll be talking to you soon.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Bon cher, Robert.
Democracy. In dreams.
In dreams.
Robert. In the arms of Morpheus.
May your arms be full of Morpheus.
6 years of... begging. I am not just out to plead, but she don't change those evil ways. I'm gonna make a play. She can scream and she can holler, bang her head all along the world. She don't give me what I want.
By the radio.